Welcome to Spirit Sherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis. And we're back. So this time, I want to talk to you about a process called deep listening. And what that means is it really is just about being present, right? So I have to tell you, the first time I taught this was like 1997, 98. And it is so much harder today to get this concept across to people because so many people are so unconscious when they are in presence with others because we're in our phones, right? The smartphone has just sucked our attention. And so the first thing I'm going to say to you is that if you want to do this practice, you need to put your phone out of reach because your phone is going to drag your attention away and it is really, really easy to get sucked into it. Okay. So next thing is the practice of deep listening is about bringing yourself fully into presence. And so what that means is that you are not, I repeat, you are not thinking about what you're going to say next. In fact, you're not thinking about what you're going to say at all. You are simply taking in everything the other person is saying and trying to get every morsel of meaning out of that. That means you are watching their body language. You are listening to their tonality. You are paying attention to the words that they use. You are noticing if they are repeating themselves or using certain words over and over again. You are paying attention to the details. And you're noticing if there are themes or patterns along the way, right? So coaches do this for work, right? So if you're a coach and you're watching this, this practice will make you a better coach because if the better you are as a listener, the better you're going to be as a coach. And so what you're doing here is you're listening and then you're also tapping into the energy and you're waiting to see if there's a push or a pull or an avoidance or, you know, something going on in that genre. Because inevitably, when people get close to something that is really sensitive for them, they'll either push to get it out of them, you know, and be like, oh, right? Or they'll go, oh, but, and over here, la, 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 la. They talk themselves into the thing they were going to share, and then they go, oh, maybe not, and they hair off in another direction, right? And so you can find these things. If you don't get the energetic, you can find them by listening to the repeated words. You can find them by paying attention to the themes of what they're saying. Because everybody tells you the truth of who they are, even if they don't know that they're doing it. And so if you're paying attention, if you are listening at a very deep level, then that will become evident to you in very short order as to exactly what it is that they're saying. So the assignment is really about presence. And that means you're not thinking about what you're doing next. You're not thinking about where you've been. You're not worried about whether or not the person likes you. You're not worried about what you're going to have for lunch. You are just here holding space for that person. And I do want to address that term holding space because it gets used a lot, but it doesn't get defined very often. So when I say holding space for someone, you are literally having an emptiness of space in between you and that person, meaning nothing else is in that space. You are not contemplating anything else. You are not thinking of anyone else. You are not feeling anything else. You are simply present and aware and in attention to the other person. And that is what holding space means. It doesn't mean setting up an energetic container. It doesn't mean any of that. It is simply holding a welcoming space of full attention and presence for another person. And that is the foundation of deep listening. And we do deep listening so that we can get to know each other better. We do it because Other people deserve our full attention. We do it because we love them and we want to be present for them. We do it because we want to find a greater sense of connection and a deeper sense of intimacy. All of these things are going to be true if you practice deep listening. And that's your tip for today. We'll see you next time. This has been Spirit Sherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved. Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides, so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.